What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. Google Podcasts is gone, so we recommend if you're Android, check us out on Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. If you're Apple, Apple Podcasts is the place to be. You also can check us out on Off the Floor. That's $2.99 per month. That's our new Discord server. Not so new anymore. We've now got 10 channels on there. Host Q&As, host updates, a main thing chat that goes all day and all night. They talk about the other NBA games in there, even get into fantasy gambling, esports, music, culture, and more. It's just $2.99 per month. Trust me, it's a better deal than anything else you're going to get out there on a heat sub. It's called Off the Floor. Link right here in our description on the podcast feed, the YouTube channel, and posted at the top of the Five Reasons Twitter page. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at C-Arm Mobile Staffing. Check them out on Instagram as well. You call them 561-891-9620. They bring the x-ray equipment and the staffing to you. If you're in a medical office, make sure that you reach out to these good people, Nelson and his team. They'll take good care of you. Again, it's Mobile C-Arm Staffing Services, 561-891-9620. You get a price estimate right there, 561-891-9620, Mobile C-Arm Staffing Services. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got a all band. Y'all seen the block, stop in one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick, and follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. I got Greg Sylvander. You can follow at Greg Sylvander. And I wanted to make sure, as we mentioned, our great sponsor, to give you the website. Forgot to do that in the open. It's c-armandstaffing.com. Again, that's c-armandstaffing.com. All right, let's get to today's episode. Before we do, Greg, a couple of just points to go across as the Heat win against New York, one of their better wins of the year, actually, if you look at, again, yeah. I know New York is beat up right now with no Anunoby and no Randall. Of course, the Heat still don't have Hero, but one of the better wins, the fact that the Heat don't have a lot of good home wins like that this year, and they played well. I mean, they played well. There was that patch where they gave up the lead, which they did in New York, by the way, earlier this season, but they got it together. Highsmith with a big three. Obviously, Rozier made plays down the stretch, and that's who we're going to talk about today. But I just want to get to a couple of things as we look at the standings. We were talking about this before we came on. We've been focused on Indiana because the Heat are just a half game behind Indiana. Indiana plays the Nets tonight, so I would not expect.
You never know.
You never know, but the Nets are, oh boy, that may be one of the most, hopeless situations in the sport because they don't have really stars and they don't have picks. They don't even have their own pick this year. So they've been Sean Marks after some really interesting good moves over the years as they're kind of backed into a corner. But
they're trade Mikal Bridges.
Right. Well, for nothing. They're not going to do that, apparently. Apparently, they won 5 first-round picks. So I would not expect the Pacers loss tonight. And the Pacers' schedule, we've talked about, is pretty easy. Like, Miami has to go up there and win that game to give themselves any chance on Sunday. It's actually the Magic that we should be focusing on a little bit more because they are 2 full games up on the Heat, but they're at New Orleans tonight, and their last 4 games of the season – they've got Houston, which may still be playing for something. The Heat have to deal with them too. Philadelphia and 2 games against Milwaukee, which may be playing for seeding or may not. Okay, that we don't know by the last game of the year. But they're kind of – Milwaukee's been slipping. I don't think they want to end up fourth. So it's possible that I would think they would want to stay out of Boston's bracket until the end. So you would think that Milwaukee would at least be trying to secure second or third. So – I don't know, Greg. I mean, we kind of wrote off the division. Not that the division matters anymore. The Heat don't hang division title banners like other franchises do. But Orlando is – I mean, Miami has a tiebreaker over them too. So there is an opportunity there to catch them, which would still get you out of the 7-8 area into at least the 6, most likely, even if you can't catch Indiana. If Indiana, say, ends up 5th.
How insane would this season be if after all this BS back and forth, they somehow won the division and were completely out of the play-in scenario? I still think it's a tough ask to make up 2 games, even with the tiebreaker. Orlando does have a tough schedule, but they do have a couple cupcakes in terms of Charlotte and Chicago being on there as well, which, Miami has to take care of business. That Indiana game is paramount, but they also have some other matchups late in the season with Toronto, and you got to close out the way that Indiana is having to beat Brooklyn twice. Miami's going to have to do that with Toronto, who has incentive to lose. So there's some things where you could see a pathway to maybe another division title, but I'm not counting on it. To me, this is all about catching Indiana. I think that would be a benefit if Orlando continues to slide and gets to 33 losses and somehow, or 34 losses, and you're at that same mark, but that would require Miami really taking care of business to get to that point. And so I don't know how realistic it is. I'd love to hope traffic it. To me, I still think that the game in Indiana is going to likely be the determining factor whether this team is a play-in squad or gets a week off before they start in the postseason.
And, of course, Miami plays Philadelphia, and we will get into that as the episode proceeds here. They play Philadelphia on Thursday, and Embiid is back. So assuming that he doesn't have any setbacks over the next, say, from this point, roughly 30 hours, you'll see him on the court on Thursday night, which we did not see him on the court Christmas. You mentioned one other thing here, though, Toronto having incentive to lose. If you have not heard us talk about this before, they have big incentive to lose because they keep their pick if it is in the top 6. Right now, they're the 6th worst team in the league. So by the time that we get to that stage, the Raptors are definitely going to be trying to lose those last 2 games. So that's why I've said before the Knicks game, I said, look, Miami needs to go 4-2 in the next 6. And one of those 4 wins needs to be in Indiana. And right now, they just need to go 3-2. So can you go 3-2 in this stretch, which begins with Philadelphia at home and Houston on the road? That's the key. And they got a Dallas game in there too. Home. Can you pull in the Indiana game on the road? Can you get 3 of these of the next 5? Because you would assume that Miami, even if not at full capacity, is going to take those last 2 games against Toronto. Famous last words. But we're going to pivot into a player specifically today. And I know you guys talked about him on the podcast last night. Make sure everybody check that out with Major and with Sean. But it's Terry Rozier. And I'll just give you some of the numbers here that Brian Fonseca, who's a big Rozier stan, has been posting this on our off the floor Discord on a daily basis. But Terry Rozier, since returning from injury, 18 games, 33 minutes a game, 19 points per game, 4.4 assists, 4.4 rebounds, just 1.4 turnovers, plus minus of plus 2.9 per game on shooting splits of 46, 41, 90. I have said that this is the best stretch of point guard play that the Miami have gotten since Goran Dragic in the bubble. And then there are some who are going to say, well, there was that Lowry period in 2022 where he was carrying a little bit without other guys on the floor. And we gave him credit for that. But this is more dynamic. This is like a frontline player creating offense on his own. And in addition to creating for others. And what's jumped out to me beyond the shooting, which we talked about this, I mentioned this very early on, he's streaky. Like, even in Charlotte, he had a stretch right before the trade. He made like seven threes in a game, and then he went like one of his next 17 from three. He's going to go through these. He takes some crazy threes. John Jablonka, who we follow quite a bit, is on our Discord as well, has talked a lot about the catch and shoot numbers of late. That basically, I think 33 of his points were or 31 of his points in the last game were catch and shoot. So he's playing off of others, off of the ball. By the way, that is something to look at. If Tyler Hero gets back here at some point, that will help that Terry's shooting more off the catch. But either way, off the catch or with the ball in his hands, he takes some tough ones. He made three yesterday that were no, including that corner one. And then it's like, oh, okay. So I do think before we get into the other, and we're going to get into his long-term future with the Heat here on this podcast, but Greg, I think people have to live with the ups and downs of the shooting. I think is the consistency of low turnover, the consistency of getting to the rim, and what appears to be a developing connection, not just with Bam, which kind of started from the beginning, but also with Jimmy. I've liked their interplay of late, and that is huge for them going into the playoffs.
The other thing with him is that he has this bailout potential where when this offense sputters, he can just figure out something and pull it out of his ass. Pardon my French. And I think that that's important. This team needs some of that. When you talk about an offense that sometimes can get, you know, a little stagnant, for him to be able to just do a step back move and get to a bucket is huge. And it's something that they haven't had. And the other part of it, when you talk about the low turnovers, he had this like quiet role of maybe a little bit of a chucker on a bad team in Charlotte. That has been completely contrary to what I've seen in Miami. Oftentimes I've asked, I'm screaming at playback saying, be more aggressive, Terry. I think Spoelstra has alluded recently to wanting to see the full gambit of Terry Rozier's offensive skill set. And that's what this team needs right now. It's something that they didn't have before. So to me, he's the perfect fit for what they need. And I think that he can work off ball with other guys. I think that they're going to be able to figure that stuff out because he seems to be a player that gets it in terms of he's going to try different things to try to maximize his role within this team. He does not seem like a me first player at all. And I think that that's a huge thing coming from a lead guard on your team. And so he's a great fit in Miami so far. And I've loved the way he played, particularly obviously when he's 8 of 11 from three last night in that victory over New York.
It's an interesting trend with point guards that the Heat acquire. There's two things that I've noticed. One is that we always talk about what they were somewhere else and are the Heat going to be able to kind of moderate them? Like we had this conversation about Jason Williams way back in 2005. And I was one of those who was like, he's not going to fit here. Like, I'm sorry. Like, everybody loves white chocolate. Okay. But like that game in Pat Riley's scheme, no. And they literally had to push him that direction because he was so timid at times. And like, it was like, where's white chocolate go? Like, he's now like a bring the ball up and set it up point guard who is not making any flashy plays. He was completely fundamental in that 1 year. There were only like brief flashes of it. And of course, the culmination of it was the game against Detroit, which was, was sort of the Jay Will game, right? That we all talk about that closed out Detroit in the Eastern Conference Finals. And, so he has a place in Heat lore. Dragic was aggressive when he came, but also timid at times. He would not he was so deferential to Dwayne. We talked about that a lot. Like, he would stand in the corner all the time while Dwayne was taking, at that point, were not great shots a lot. Like, toward, you know, those 20-foot step backs at the end of game. Where did Goran go? Like, he's not doing anything down the stretch. It kind of happened during the 15-16 series against Toronto, I think, where after Dwayne had kind of pushed them there by beating Charlotte and Purple Shirt Guy and all that, that we started to see Dragic, you know, assert himself more. And it was really, honestly, after Dwayne left in 16-17 and he was playing with Dion, that we saw, okay, oh, that's the Goran that they traded for.
That huge Hardaway. Game six against Toronto.
Huge game six. But then look at Hardaway. I mean, going way back, okay? Like, it was, oh, well, Timmy. No, Timmy was not Run TMC, you know, Hardaway when he got here right away. He had bad knees. He was essentially a half-court point guard. They, and you know, the other thing about all these guys, all age 29 when they acquired them. I mentioned this when they got Rozier. I don't know if it's just a quirky twist of fate or what, but Dragic, Hardaway, J. Will, and Rozier were all within a year of each other in terms of how old they were when the Heat acquired them. So, okay, you're wondering about production that you might get. And as we talk about the contract going forward, they got pretty good production out of Timmy. They had 4 years. Okay.
They seem to buy when the time's right.
They got good production out of Goran, obviously. And if Goran doesn't hurt his foot in that finals, they might have gotten a championship out of it, and they probably would have gotten more production out of Goran, maybe never traded him, actually, for the one guy we haven't mentioned here yet in this context, which is Kyle, who was a little bit older when they got him, right? And I think they've learned their lesson in that regard. Especially giving that kind of money to a player like that, which, by the way, higher skill level, but was one of the things that made them not go all in on Dame was age, defense, contract, those three things, how those things were going to come together. So if you look at what they got here, they potentially have a player who could be, I mean, here for the next 3, 4, 5 years. And we were talking before the show about the contract, and I think it's worth mentioning. So Rozier signed a 4-year deal with the Hornets before the 22-23 season. He made 21-4 his first year. He's making 23-2 this year, which at his level of production in the modern NBA is honestly kind of a bargain. We talked about that at the time of the deal. Next year, 24.9.
Still the year a bargain. After I got
still a bargain, and I got clarification on this from the Heat. He has a partial guarantee in 25-26, but he is guaranteed a minimum of 24-9. So he's not going to become an unrestricted free agent. He doesn't have a player option after next season. So this is essentially, after this year, a full 2-year contract. It's just the amount that he gets paid. So 24-9, he gets paid guaranteed. It bumps to 26-6, so an extra like $1.7 million if either last year, which didn't happen, this year, which part of this could happen, or next year, he both plays 90 games at some point, 70 games at some point during the contract. 90 games would be a lot. 70 games at some point during the contract, which he didn't do last year and he's not going to do this year, could do it next year. Or his team plays in the second round, which obviously with Charlotte did not happen last year, but could happen this year, could happen next year. So he could make an extra $1.7 million 2 years from now against the Heat's cap and tax, but he's still guaranteed 24-9. So they essentially have him under contract for 2 years beyond this one. So when we come back, I'm going to throw this to a break, and then I'm going to ask you this question. I mean, do you think he's going to outlast certain guys on this roster the way he looks right now, which is kind of a loaded question, but at that contract figure is something to definitely look at. All right, we do want to mention a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Water Cleanup of Florida, WCUFL.com, your one-stop water and mold cleanup shop. Get in their preventative program. We know, yeah, they do a great job after the fact. Of course they do. They'll do the damage assessment. They'll clean it up for you if they can't. They'll tell you they're based in Boca. They service all three counties. You guys know all this. But we always recommend the preventative program, the leak detection, because you really don't want a problem, right? So they do a great job of that. Your home or business, reach out to Michael Robert, his entire team. They just moved into a new, bigger warehouse in Boca because business is booming. And yet we're still promoting him here because we have a great relationship with him. Check out Water Cleanup of Florida, WCUFL.com. If you've got the schmutz,
they got the guts.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And by the way, if you do want to be a sponsor on the network, I think Michael's they're one of our sponsors are going to attest to the fact that we can get your business out there. And we, again, appreciate everybody who's worked with them and reaching out to them through us. All right. So, Greg, let's get to it. I mean, loaded question, but he's on a good contract. He's giving you Dragic-like production.
I think he sticks around. I think he has the mentality of a player that they tend to keep. I think that he probably has a game that can age well in their system. Spoelstra seems to like him. I think that there was a infamous conversation between Steve Clifford, who stepped down today in Charlotte, and Eric Spoelstra prior to the deal getting done, and Spo was sold. And so I think that means a lot. And so I think he's a keeper at least for the next few years. He'll be a mainstay in the backcourt because I think that he can also play with other ball handlers. And so if they get into a situation where best player available in some certain scenario, whether it's via trade, free agency, draft pick, they can still pick players that have similar archetypes, similar skills, and he can play off of them just fine. So I project him being here, you know, at least through the end of his contract, and he maybe gets one more deal. Honestly, I see that the Heat have had good relationships with some of these guys that have really bought in, and he seems to be a guy who has. So to me, I project that he's probably going to be around here at least the next 4 or 5 years.
And that is with the point that we could see some regression back from a shooting perspective, which could drive Heat fans crazy if it happens at the wrong time. That is something to always watch for with him. But in what I've liked, again, as I've said, is that he's made a concerted effort to blend his game instead of force his game. And I know that Brady has talked about, well, we want to see the Terry Rozier that they acquired. Yes, but over time. I think if he had tried to do it from the very beginning, it wouldn't have worked. But I I've liked his approach. I think his defense has been fine too. Look, he's not a big point guard, okay? But he's better than Lowry at the point of attack. And so I mean, that has cleared up, to me, a major deficiency and made it kind of a moderate deficiency. And look, this team is playing good defense with him in there. I mean, they're now fourth in the league in defensive rating. And that number, I think they were eighth when they got him. So the number has gone, and now a lot of other factors involved there. More Haywood Highsmith has certainly helped. That's a player we'll probably talk about on another podcast, because I feel like he's earned another contract with the Miami Heat right now. And that changes the equation, I think, for Caleb Martin and maybe some others this offseason. We'll see. But I guess the next question is going to be this, okay? If we talk about Rozier being here long-term as part of the core, we have described the core going forward, or the Heat described to me as the core going forward. And this was earlier this season, prior to more injuries and everything else that's happened. But as, you know, obviously Jimmy is the build now, but eventually, you know, a Bam, Hero, Hawkes, and it was put to me, and this was before he was playing a lot and starting, Jovic, okay, as sort of the iffy maybe one, that was going to be their core four going forward. Now, since that, again, after Jimmy fades out. But now, Tyler hasn't played a lot since then. Jaime's hit a rookie wall. I think there's no question about that. I'm not giving up on Jaime Jaquez, but I do think you're going to see – he only played 12 minutes last night. I think that's going to be more of the norm for a little while. And he's been scouted, I think, figured out a little bit, plus the length of the season. I think he's got to go back in the lab this offseason and work on some of that stuff, and also the three-point shooting, which they're going to be leaving him open for a bit. And now Jovic is starting. So things have changed, and now you've added Rozier. Is the build Bam, Rozier, Jovic, Hawkes? I haven't mentioned a certain name yet. I mean, do you think that a Rozier Hero backcourt is sustainable? If Rozier is going to be here, will Tyler?
No. If you want my honest answer, I think that that's going to come to a head this offseason, and I think Terry sticks around, and I think Tyler probably doesn't. And there's probably a whole show that's mixed into that statement that we don't want to go into. But for me, I think that they are going to be able to probably get more for Tyler long-term, and they're going to want to keep Terry long-term. So that's just my initial take on it, is I don't think those two necessarily are going to be a long-term fit in the backcourt.
Well, they got Terry for a large expiring contract and a protected first-round pick. Right. Do we think right now on the open market, okay, it's on the open trade market, that Tyler would command more or less than that?
Probably a little.
Considering how little he's played, you still think a little more because of age?
Just because of the age. And maybe I'm being biased, but I'm not usually biased towards Tyler. I just think because of his age, as long as he gets back out on the court here in the next little bit. So I guess that's a big if, but he's going to get back out on the court, I think. Then I think that he's worth a little bit more than just an expiring and a future first.
What does Tyler have to do with Terry to show that this can be a sustainable starting back? Because when I talked to Tyler about Terry very early on, Terry was not shooting well. But when I talked to Tyler, he said, I think we can be dynamic. He's like, right now the other team's best perimeter is still guarding me, but eventually he said they're going to have to deal with Terry, which is going to free things up for me. I mean, again, that was the plan, I think, but what does Tyler have to show other than, again, being on the actual basketball court?
Team success. I hate to say that, but it's all tied to team success with these guys. I think that, you know, Jimmy's going to be here. You know, Bam's going to be here. Everyone else is tied to team success. Duncan, Terry are leading the way in terms of guys. Obviously, Jaime and Nico go without saying, but I think that those are kind of like your established core at the moment. I'm probably missing somebody, so don't quote me on that.
No, but I think that's fair, and then it comes down to what happens with Caleb this offseason on whether or not he's going to be part of that. I'll just close with this. They made a really good trade. And we thought so at the time. I know there were some in the local media here who kind of trashed the trade. They thought it was I called it a hedge play to a certain degree, because it's a 2-year deal. It's not as much money as, say, DeJounte Murray would have been. It's not as much compensation going the other direction. But as a hedge play, I liked it a lot. And this is why, because he gives you something you didn't have. And first thing, you had to get Lowry off the roster. You just did. Things had run its course a long time ago. And then it gotten worse. And I don't care how he's playing in Philadelphia. He wasn't going to play that way here. He wasn't happy here. He wouldn't do what they wanted him to do, which was just shoot the damn ball when you're open. This guy has no issue doing that. The defense has improved with him in the lineup overall. I know people are going to give me some metrics and say, well, Lowry was part of some better lineups than Terry. I get some of that stuff. I'm sorry. My eye test is dictating where I go with this. Terry Rozier is a better basketball player than Kyle Lowry at this stage. It's not particularly close. Okay. And so he can have a bad playoff series. I'm still going to feel that way. And what you gave up was really nothing. I mean, this team, yes, they've done well with their first round picks. We know at this point that the Miami Heat are always going to kind of be first round pick 1 year, don't have it the next year. First round pick 1 year, don't have it the next year. They go to the step-in rule, and they go up to the line, and that's it. Okay. And they will find players in other ways. All right. That's just the nature of this. And they can recoup a first round pick for Tyler, most likely, as you said, if they absolutely needed to. So to me, we talk about going to get Dame. I'm not saying Rozier is Dame. Okay. But you're getting, like, I don't know, 70% of Dame's offensive production right now, at a fraction of the cost, a fraction of what you would have given up and a fraction of the financial cost. To me, that's a great trade.
As you say, the playoffs tell. As not just you say, but as many people say, the playoffs tell. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's the one place that I do take the Pat Riley quote and I make it my own. All right, thanks to Greg. Thanks to our sponsor, c-arvidstamping.com, Water Cleanup of Florida. I do want to mention also Prize Picks. You can now see the board in the state of Florida, even if you still can't play it. But we think they may be coming back soon. Make sure you sign up with that code 5 outside the state of Florida, though, and get your additional deposit match up to $100. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reason Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.